thankful. Always thankful. In and out of season. Always able to find something to thank God for, to be grateful for. Regardless, in spite of, despite, no matter what, I thank God that I'm always, always able to thank Him. I thank Him for the grace to always see where He's leaving me room for thanksgiving. Welcome to what you might want to call my Thanksgiving podcast. Happy Thanksgiving to anyone listening from any part of North America. You know, way back, I remember making a pact with God about how I would always believe in Him if He did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things. And now looking back on what I was asking for, if I had known what was coming for me, maybe I would have asked for other things. Today, I woke up, and like I've been doing for the past, I think today will be the fourth day, I think. No, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Okay. It's actually the fifth day. Well, right now, because it's past midnight where I am, it's the sixth day, I think. So since last Sunday, I have been waking up and being very deliberate about thanking God, praising Him, worshiping Him, praying in the Spirit, and reading His Word. No. It's not that I'm trying to be overly spiry. It's not like I was literally doing these things to keep myself sane, to keep myself stable, to keep my thoughts in check. Actually, a simple way to put it was I was doing these things to save my life, really. And I'm not trying to be dramatic or anything. All I know is that it worked. All I know is that it worked. And every day that I saw the impact of what I was doing on how I was feeling and how I was thinking, I was so grateful to God for Him and His Word. But there's so much more that I can say that I'm thankful for on this podcast. And many of you, I know you relate, you know, thankful for family, thank you for God's protection and provision. Thank you for, you know, children who are in school and are gone and come back every single day and are okay. Thank you for, you know, for health. There's so much to be thankful for. But for me, I'm just really thankful for the fact that, you know, this thing is not in my head. This thing is not just English. It's not just grammar. The word of God is truth. The word of God is medicine for the mind, medicine for the body. The word of God, the Holy Spirit, is real as a helper. And I am thankful that I know this to be true, and that because I know this to be true, I have come to a point in my life that no matter what happens to me, good or bad, it's only pushing me in one direction, towards my God in gratitude, praising Him, honoring His name, and worshiping Him, or still towards my God for safety, for comfort, for protection, for direction. Even if I don't understand anything, I'm still running towards Him because He's the safest place, the surest bet for me. And I am thankful that I know this. It's not even something that you can boast about, that, yeah, you know. No, this is a gift of faith. Many would want to believe. Many honestly would want to believe, but they just are not able to. And we pray this minute that, you know, that the scales that the God of this age has put over their eyes, that is blocking the light of the gospel of Christ from shining through their eyes into their hearts and delivering them and allowing them to enter into the family of God, that those scales, even at this moment, they are falling off by the power in the name of Jesus Christ. We declare their eyes to be opened even now, so that the light of the gospel of Christ can shine into their eyes, in through their eyes, into their hearts, and lead them to salvation in Christ. Let them receive this gift of faith, even now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Our loved ones, because guys, this life, the punches it can throw at you, you will not see it coming. Completely blindsided you'll be if you're not anchored by Christ. You will fall so hard you will not get up again. Ladies and gentlemen, I experienced such a fall recently, and but for God, I know I would not have been able to get up again. And I couldn't explain it. I couldn't understand what I was going through. But one thing I did not do, and have never done since that day, when I was about 17 years old, one thing I did not do was let go of the hand of God. And even when it looked like I had, He did not let go of me. Papa God, thank you. You have never ever let go of my hand, and I am thankful to you for that, for being so true to your promise not to ever leave us nor forsake us. You have never left me nor forsaken me, even at times where, you know, I was so caught up in my feelings and everything and was just frozen in place right down there in the muck. You were right there with me. Who does that? Who does that? The Almighty God of creation comes down to our level where we are to love us back to our feet. I don't know that I'm completely back on my feet, but I know that I am not prostrate, defenseless, depressed, sad, shocked, confused anymore. No, I'm not in that space anymore. That heaviness. And that's why I'm thankful today. And today, I danced Jesus, yay. You have done it again, Jesus, yay. In your special way, what was impossible, you made possible, Jesus, yay. I've danced that song today because, as if to help me be even more thankful, God sent awesome news my way. God sent lovely people my way. God expressed his love for me through people today in such special ways. It's just undeniable that heaven was looking out for me today, and for that I am thankful. Yeah, like me, you too, you may look back on your life and you're just like, you've been through so much. But I encourage you to look through all of those years you're thinking about. You look, you will see the loving hand of God. You will see the loving hand of God. I am thankful today for the loving hand of God over my life, for preserving me, for giving me this voice that I'm still using, that clearly the enemy is trying to mute, but I refuse to be muted. I refuse to be muted. Think back, my friend. Dear one listening to this right now, if you're still here listening to me, it means you know something inside of you is tugging on you and saying, yes, look, remember this incident this year. Remember that incident earlier this year. Remember 2 years ago when that happened. Remember 3 years ago when that happened. Remember yesterday when that happened. The enemy is really after one major thing. And once he can get that from us, he knows we're down for the count, we're not getting back up, and he will move to the next victim. What's that thing he's after? If the enemy can just get you to believe that God doesn't love you, that God isn't listening to you, that God has forgotten or forsaken you, if he can just get you to believe any of those things, he's won. We must not let him do that. We must not let him do that. We must continue to fight for our faith, to fight to keep our trust and confidence in God strong and intact. And here's the beautiful thing, another thing to be thankful for. We don't have to do it by ourselves. We have the Holy Spirit advantage. Please, if you listen to this, I have an awesome link to a message I'd love for you to listen to about the advantage of the Holy Spirit. I promise you, you won't be the same person after you've listened to it. We don't have to fight this battle of the mind or whatever battle that you're facing alone. We have the Holy Spirit on the inside of us, ready to help us. And I'm thankful for that. And I'm thankful for you. Thank you for clicking play. And thank you for staying with me all the way to the end. I just wanted to put on record my thoughts, because that's one of the big whys behind these podcasts. Next year I can come and listen again and see where I was on this day, 25th of November 2023. I'm really grateful for how God has seen me through this month of November. A whole lot. But I'm still standing. I'm still standing. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, I give you all the honor and all the glory. I'm thankful. Thanks to you. Thanks to Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Dear one, enjoy your Saturday. Have a fantastic Sunday and a good week ahead. Stay lifted and hold fast to your saltiness. And look out for the next Salt Talks with Omo Udenta about this thing called menopause. Yes, another twin to golden sister and will be sharing her menopause story in our next episode, which will be coming out by the grace of God on the 28th of November. Take care. Bless you.